We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Been an injustice, an omission, an untruth. There is Terra Servatius, forensic journalist.
Unlike others, Lee, we are actually able to get ammo for the making.
Yeah, let me know about your source. I'm in need of some shotgun shells and some.
Everybody looking for ammo. We were able to get some. Okay, so what do we need to uncover? What is the big lie being told to you right now? On a loop. It is Trump supporters who are not getting vaccinated. And that's just because of misinformation, right? So it's Trump supporters, their fault. And wait a minute. And they go on and on and on with this. All right, let's go to one of our favorite sources to find out what's actually going on in America, not what the media are lying about. The UK Daily Mail. What are the two biggest groups of people who are not getting vaccinated? Trump supporters. Nope, they're among the most vaccinated people, actually, as many of them are older. No, it is black people who are overwhelmingly Democrat. 86% of black people voted Democrat in the last election, so I'd say that's pretty overwhelming, right, Lee?
Yes.
Yes, just 36% of black people have had the shot in America.
But now, why? Is that because that there is a racial disparity in the availability of the vaccine?
No. They actually have a survey here, and black people say they don't trust it. That a third of black Americans would not even get the shot, even if it is determined safe by scientists and approved by the FDA. They're not getting it. They don't care. So it's not they don't feel like going, you know what I mean, or they can't find, they don't have an ID, or it's not that. They are very hostile to the shot. They do not believe the government for whatever reason. And I'd love for somebody to, you know, do a study on that. Mm-hmm. That would be absolutely fascinating. So these are Joe Biden's voters.
Yep.
That's who they are. Okay, who are the second most hesitant group of people in terms of rates of vaccination? Young people, 18 to 24. Again, don't think a majority of them voted for Trump.
No.
So Biden's not convincing his own voters to get this shot. He is not pulling this off.
And I'm looking at some of the South Carolina numbers. One of the interesting thing is that women are more likely, highly more likely to be vaccinated than men.
I'm not surprised by that at all. I'm not. Now, here's a shocking number from South Carolina. You pulled this last week, and I got so many texts and mail on it. Like, this went on for a couple days after you did this.
Really?
So I said, you know what? Yes, it did. And you just dropped it, and I was fascinated by it. So I looked it up over the weekend. You said that roughly 20,000 20 to 24-year-olds in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So age categories 20 to 24, 20,000 of them are vaccinated. So over the weekend, I looked it up. Like, how many of them are there total, right?
Mm-hmm.
281,000. Mm. That is a 7% vaccination rate.
Wow.
So, I mean, 20 to 20, I'm sure there's some 20 to 24-year-olds in the state that voted for Trump, but those are Biden voters.
I know of a few. But.
Yeah. Well, they live in your they used to live in your house.
Yes,
see,
exactly.
So not surprised by that. But, yeah, no. So, again, these are Biden's demographics. These aren't Trump demographics.
No, not at all.
So, okay, UK Daily Mail looking at this. What is the most vaccinated group in America? 90% are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Who would that be? Elderly people.
Yeah.
Who would they probably vote for? I mean, it's Trump. Those are Trump voters. Trump voters are getting this. They tend to be older.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that this is a Trump thing, and by the way, this is the bizarre part, too. They keep saying Trump, anti-vax, anti-science. I'm sorry. Donald Trump brags endlessly about developing the vaccine on his watch, which
absolutely.
He did.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Getting it funded on his watch, which he did.
Yep.
Getting the vaccine, which he did.
Yep. Getting into the States.
Yeah, and his entire family got vaccinated.
Yep.
So, I mean, worst anti-vax spokesman ever.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
right? Like that is a major fail there.
Yeah.
And the media acts like they're just following Trump and they're just anti-science. No, it's your voters, Democrats, that aren't getting a vaccine. Ask yourself this. Why don't they believe you?
Well, this goes to show you where politics is in America. It is whatever Donald Trump did is wrong. Whatever is wrong, Donald Trump did. Even though if it was right or if what they're saying he did is wrong, or if he was right about being right and wrong about being wrong, it makes no difference. Everything that is bad is Republican voters and Donald Trump. That's what the narrative is. And they will twist the data. They will twist science. They will twist the narrative into any amount of pretzels that they have to make it fit that narrative.
Meanwhile, Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, this is the second time we've heard this in the last week, dropped the idea of a federal vaccine mandate. So Joe Biden last week says, yeah, we're looking into it right now. We'd like your local, you know, county, city council, whatever, to mandate you get the vaccine. When asked about this by Brett Baer over the weekend, Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, says, yeah, we think that, you know, we're looking into that.
Are you for mandating a vaccine on a federal level?
You know, that's something that I think the administration is looking into. It's something that I think we're looking to see approval of. Overall, I think in general, I am all for more vaccination. But I have nothing further to say on that except that we're looking into those policies.
She then lied, as she so often does, and said this.
You're in the medical field and you can hear the pushback from people who say, I need to determine what is put inside my body with my doctor. So you get that pushback.
I completely understand the pushback, and I also understand that this is not unlike other things that are mandated, other vaccines that are mandated for school-going children, for healthcare personnel. I mandate it every year as I work in the hospital to get a flu vaccine. So I understand both perspectives in that story. It's I understand.
But there are also exceptions for that. And this coming from the party, aren't they always talking about my body, my choice when it comes to abortion?
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was. Okay, so just to follow the flip-flops here. As of 3 days ago, she said there would be no federal mandate on the COVID-19 vaccine. She then flips right back around and says, oh, well, we're looking at it, which is typical for her. God knows what her message will be by Wednesday. Who knows? But where she lied there was she said, oh, we have federal vaccine mandates. We have no, we don't. We don't have any. There is not a single shot mandated in this country right now, period, end of memo. Now, if you're a healthcare worker where you work may mandate it, and if you want to go to school, you got to turn in your shot record at the local level, but there is no federal mandate, none.
And you can
there
still,
is not
there
a
are
single
exceptions
vaccine.
For that, too.
Well, yeah, no, and there are, but that's at the local level. And in other words, there's nothing federally coordinated. For her to say, oh, well, there's plenty of mandates federal. No, there's not. There is. And notice she didn't name a single shot because she can't. There aren't any. This would be unique if they were to mandate it, which they are absolutely not going to do, she said, in the last 4 days. And they absolutely are looking into. So you can take that. Not to the bank. I just don't know what to make of this woman. I mean, the big scandal here, and I sent you this over the weekend, because I was so gobsmacked by it. I mean, they literally spent the last 2 weeks, the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, telling us it is the unvaccinated that are driving this, and the vaccine is safe and effective, and it's highly effective, and you're not going to get it. And then Joe Biden even comes out and said, you want to stay at the hospital, get the vaccine, you're not going to get it. And then we find out the whole time from leaked documents on Friday, oh, well, the unvaccinated spread it just as much as the vaccinated. Complete opposite of what they've been lying and telling us for 2 weeks is the case, and we have to find out through a leak.
And this is the Delta variant. That is
yes,
that's
the
what
Delta
the different
variant.
Thing is that's going
yeah.
on.
But that's what they've been telling us lately, though. No, this is safe. It's effective against the Delta variant. But, and the whole time they've known internally, nope, vaccinated spread it just as much as the unvaccinated do. And we got to find out from a leak. So it was fascinating between Thursday and Friday when the Washington Post broke that story. of the leaked document, literally doing a 180 on this. They've been lying. And so it's amazing to me she's able to go on television all weekend. And no one says, why'd you lie about the Delta variant? Why did you lie about transmission? Why'd you lie?
Where's Tim Russert when we need him?
I know.
Tim Russert was always the best at this. And there is nobody in American media that does. Well, Tucker Carlson comes close on this. But Tim Russert, who was not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, he was an old classic Democrat. And but he would always ask a question. And it's like, OK, here's your answer today. But here's what you said on this date, on this date, on this date, on this date, on this date. And he would have the tape. He'd have the transcript. He'd have everything right there. Where is that type of journalism these days with these people who are telling this two different stories in almost the same week?
And my next question would be, since you lied on this and we didn't find out about it till a document, your internal documents leaked, what else are you lying to us about? It's a legit question at this point, and why should we trust you? Why should we trust anything you say about the shot, about COVID, about any of it?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Violence breaks out across Europe, from Germany to England to Spain to the Parliament of Italy. An actual smackdown happened in Italy on the floor of Parliament. All of it over vaccine passports and resistance to mandatory vaccination. Or some, you know, some combo of the two, or at least one in each of these countries. Folks, you need to look at what's going on around the world, not just here, because what's going on around the world is not. People are in the streets. They're pushing, they're shoving, they are being hit with water cannons. That was in the case of France, 160,000 people there. It is in some cases getting violent. Oh, why is this going on? Well, because they are about a month ahead of us, to 6 months ahead of us, depending on the country, in getting the vaccine passports. That's why. A system of papers that will decide whether you get to participate in life. It's so bad in Australia, they are using the military to enforce the Sydney COVID lockdown. Troops are going door to door, knocking on doors to make sure residents are home. So you need to tune into what's going on around the world to see where they're headed here. And Rochelle Walensky told you that. This may be the only thing she told the truth about over the weekend and the last week. She's hinted at all of it. She's the head of the CDC. Well, you know, we might need a database. Why do you need a database? Oh, if the vaccinated, we might need that, yeah. Why do you need that? Well, because we might need vaccine passport. Oh. Yeah, everybody might have to have a vaccine passport. We're gonna have to track where you go. Sorry, we need to know that for your own health. So she's chopped. We might need a database. Why would you need that? So you can have a vaccine passport. She dropped that too. She also dropped, she's asked, well, you know, by Sina, what would it take to end all this? Like, how can we get out of the masks and the lockdowns again and such? Oh, we're going to have 100% vaccination and very low levels of spread. Well, that ain't going to happen. Not after the documents leaked out of the CDC. They were lying to you. We learned that on Friday from the Washington Post. Been lying to you for weeks. That the vaccinated spread this as much as the unvaccinated. So look, when she says, well, you know, if we could get to 100% vaccination and maybe low community spread, maybe someday you'll have your freedom back. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, that day ain't ever coming. If the vaccinated, when it comes to the Delta variant, spread it as easily as the unvaccinated, we're never going to get there. Never. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Never. It's lockdowns, vaccine passports, mandatory papers forever. And you better have your boosters too, because you're going to need those. That's what she's proposing. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen here, but people need to wake up. This is what's going on all over the world. They are in these streets. Listen to this. This is how absurd this is in Australia. Fuck, this is scary. This is Sydney, Australia. They ordered, Sydney's government ordered a shutdown. Nearly 1 million residents are banned from leaving their neighborhoods for work because, get this, watch this, one guy in his 80s died from COVID. It was the Delta variant. Let me repeat that because you're thinking, I'm driving to work. I must have misunderstood that. I was busy. No, you didn't. Nearly 1 million residents are banned from leaving their neighborhoods for work because a man in his 80s died with COVID. You mean some men? No, a guy. And cases are up a little. So anti-lockdown protests erupted in Sydney. They've been going on all week and the weekends. They dispatched the military to enforce the lockdown, Reuters reported. Beginning today, 300 troops will patrol Sydney, knock on doors, make sure people are following the orders to stay home. One guy died. He's over 80. Folks. We will always have people dying of coronavirus. Always. It will never end. And you know how I know? My mom died of it 7 years ago before anyone heard of COVID. She died of a series of colds. It happens every day in America and it will never change. And COVID is never going away. Dr. Scott Gottlieb said that on CNN last week. It's never going away. Never. Not ever. It will always be with us. He's the former head of the FDA. CNN. Take it up with them if you don't like it. We can't live like this, but they want us to. Now look at the games they're playing in Australia. This is the same as Robin Walensky. Well, you know, Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC. Well, you know, if we could get to 100% vaccination, we never will, by the way. There's always going to be some guy. We could get to 100% vaccination and very little spread. Maybe someday you can have your freedom back. That day is never. Capital N, never. That will never happen. Even, again, with 100% vaccination, we will always have it. Dr. Scott Lieb explained that. Scott Gottlieb explained that on CNN last week. But what are they doing? They're moving the goalpost. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said 80% vaccination rates needed before reopening. Only 14% of people in Australia are fully vaccinated. They are literally locking them down Stalinist style. One guy is dead. That's the 7-day rolling average. Listen to what they say. Folks, this is coming. They are inching up to it. This is why Walensky's on TV. Well, maybe we need a database of who's been vaccinated. Well, maybe we need vaccine passports. Well, maybe we need a vaccine mandate from the federal government. Listen to this. This is Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Quote, if you get vaccinated, there will be special rules that apply to you. Why? Because if you're vaccinated, you present less of a public health risk. No, you don't. not with Delta. No, you don't. Sorry. That's fake news. As we learned from the CDC, they transmit just as much as the unvaccinated. But whatever, he's lying. You are less likely to get the virus. You are less likely to lie. You are less likely to transmit it. Nope, not according to our CDC. They're locking them down with the military. Folks, wake up. All that's happening here is our leadership sees the powers that the leaders are getting from Italy to Germany to Spain to Australia, and they want them. Meanwhile, we are at a historic low, L-O-W, low in deaths right now since the pandemic began. Just 275 people in the entire country died from COVID, allegedly. Some of them obviously died with COVID. We know with the coding, some of them died of it. We don't know which is which. 275, folks, 275. That is a pandemic low. That is the lowest number of deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. Why now? Why not 6 months ago? Because they're jealous. They see the powers these other leaders, these other countries are getting, and they want them. So we should be celebrating an all-time low in deaths since the pandemic began. Yeah, cases are up a little bit, but people aren't dying like they were. 275, whole country. What was it back in like February? It was 1,904 a week. What are we at again? Whole country. 275. This is the all-time low? Uh-huh. Where's the ticker tape parade? Where's the party? Why are we putting masks back on? Because this isn't science. It's scientism. And that's a religion. Not a scientific system.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mandatory vaccines, vaccine passports, mandatory masks. How do you stop that? Like Governor Greg Abbott of Texas did, decisively. Signed an executive order on Thursday, barring cities. Are you listening, Governor McMaster? Barring cities from implementing mask and vaccine requirements. Yes, that's how it's done. No mandatory masks, no mandatory vaccines. We're done here. We're not doing this. We're not doing the COVID hysteria thing again. We're not doing it when we're at the lowest death rate we have seen since the pandemic began, and we should be celebrating maskless in the street with a ticker tape parade. We're not doing it. That's how it's done, Governor. And look, McMaster's not fooling me. This is what he's doing right now. He's out there. He's on the television. No mask mandates for South Carolina. Well, good. Okay. Good. What he means is, I'm not going to mandate masks for South Carolina. Well, that's good. It's good. I'm glad to hear that, Governor. But you need to do what Abbott did if you're serious. Otherwise, you're just not serious. Do not let these Democrat-led councils, including the Greenville City Council, slap another mask ordinance in place. Don't do it. So when he says that, what he means is, well, I'm not going to mandate you to wear a mask. I'm not going to mandate you to get a vaccination. But he didn't say anything about stopping anybody else. So if you're serious, Governor, then you need to follow a real leader like Governor Greg Abbott. He just shut this thing down. And you know what I'd add? No mask mandates, no mandatory vaccines, no city councils passing that stuff. No social distancing, no shutdowns of restaurants and businesses. We cannot take that as a state. We can't. That's real leadership. That's what we need right now. Now, the good news is that at least they're not going to get the masks on our kids at the schools. If you're a parent, you want your child to wear a mask, fine. I totally respect that. That is your business. You should be able to do it. But you shouldn't be able to make the kid next to him or her wear the mask. So fortunately, our legislature has passed a law saying, nope, there's not going to be any masks in school. They cannot order that. So we got that covered. But we need the rest covered. So unless McMaster plans to unveil something today that I don't know about, and good, Governor, please prove me wrong. Simply say, no mask, man. That doesn't mean anything. It just means you're not going to do it. It means you're going to sit by and let cities do it. Take a sledgehammer to businesses when we should be celebrating. We should be celebrating the lowest death rate of the entire thing. 275 deaths countrywide. 7-day rolling average. That's nothing. That is nothing. Again, the typical coronavirus kills around 30,000 to 60,000 people a year. Nobody cared before. We're not going to get there at this rate. This is ridiculous. Now, if it goes back up, we could talk about it. We have seen cases going back up. But as Dr. Scott Gottlieb explained, it's mainly among young people, mainly among the unvaccinated who are young, and these are not as serious cases. We've seen before. This is ridiculous. But they're trying to build on the terror. They're trying hard. CBS is running. The goal is to get schools shut down across the country. You've already got the teachers' unions in New York gunning for this because they don't want to work, but they want to get paid. And CBS just did this. They trotted out a pediatric doctor from a hospital to try to terrify parents about COVID and kids. Take a listen. As you're going to hear this as they try to get schools shut down.
This is the largest children's hospital in Louisiana. The COVID case rate here among pediatric patients has jumped just in the last week.
What's the current situation?
Situation is dire.
Dr. Mark Klein, a world-renowned expert in infectious diseases, is the physician in chief here.
On Monday, we had 4 hospitalized patients with COVID. Today, we have 17, including 4 in our intensive care unit for children and 1 in our newborn intensive care unit.
What do you say to the folks who watch this who say, yeah, but kids are, you know, only slightly affected?
This Delta variant that we're seeing now changes the game from my perspective. The children are more ill. They require higher levels of care. And sadly, I think we're going to be seeing more deaths over the coming weeks.
So this is all over the map, folks. You've got the former head of the FDA saying, no, we should be out of this in about 3 weeks. You've got this guy saying, oh, my gosh, the children are all going to die, which is what they hope will catch on. That's the hope. And we've got an all-time low in deaths, period, end of memo, since the pandemic began. So here's what CBS is doing. Here's their tweet, okay? They're pushing this hard. School-age children in Louisiana now make up the third largest number of new COVID infections in the state. This Delta variant changes the game. Children are more ill. They will require higher levels of care. We're going to see deaths. They are trying to terrify parents going into schools, get these schools shut down. Robin Lake, the director of the Center on Reinventing Public Education, tweeted this last week. Realistically, schools will have a problem reopening fully and staying open continuously in the fall. They're trying to get this terror among parents to catch on. Barron's reporting that even if schools do open, mothers may decide against sending their kids to school and returning to work. They'll stay home. They're very afraid. So this is the goal. This is what they're aiming for. I don't know if they're going to pull it off. They don't have a lot of time to get schools shut down again. Meanwhile, New York Times reporting New Yorkers are organizing to pressure the school system into offering remote school learning again, as are the teachers' unions. Just drive the terror, drive the terror, drive the terror. So we'll see who wins. I'd love to know what you think. Give me a call or text me on the text line. Text line is 71307. You can call me in the Ingles Marketplace talk line. Is the country going to do this? Are we going to do this again? Are we going to do this when we finally hit an all-time low in deaths? Is that what, do you think that, are we just over? We're just over it. People are going to go, no, just no way. I'd love to know what you think, which way this will go. And what scares me about this regime of, you know, COVID lockdown, social distancing, destruction of small businesses for no particular purpose while Walmart stays open. All of these things, it did not work last time to slow the spread. One iota. We are 500 days into slow the spread. Are we going to do it again? Are we really going to do it again? Because if they can get the regime back on us, that whole thing I just described, it will never end. It will never, because we are never going to be, as Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CNN last week, the head of the FDA, former head of the FDA, we will never be without a COVID case again. We will always have COVID cases from here to infinity. So will we always live like this? People going to fall for this or no? What do you think? Love to hear from you. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Well, nobody in South Carolina going to starve. Yeah, we're in the top 10 of what you say. Most fast food restaurants per capita. Almost all of them, southern states, not all, but almost all of them, the top 10. So those fast food restaurants obviously tend to locate in places where people get their food there, and we eat a lot of that. Here in South Carolina, we're number 9, actually. Number 1 is Alabama, number 2 Nebraska, number 3 West Virginia, number 4 Oklahoma, number 5 Tennessee, then Indiana, Georgia, Missouri, and at number 9, South Carolina, followed by Kentucky. So, want to know why people look a little porky? It's hard to eat at a fast, you can do it, but it's hard to eat at a fast food place and not take in way too many calories for a meal. But if you do, just try not getting the fries. That'll help. Just leave the fries in the drink, or you know, just get water or go with a diet soda if you must. Look, I get the need for caffeine. Wonder why that is here. I don't know. Is it cheap or what? Still more expensive than cooking, though. So, that's just convenience factor. People like it. I don't know. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement text line. Texter rates. Where'd this go? Morning, Tara. We should look back in history. Yeah, history. How is this going to unfold on us? And look at the AIDS pandemic that we had. I think it might be like that. Yeah, I'm wondering if you think, I went out this week and I was very curious to see, and I was at Walmart to see, okay, like, how is this rhetoric affecting people? This new terror campaign where they go on and on about cases up, Delta variant, dangerous. Okay, but what do the deaths look like? Oh, they're at an all-time low since the pandemic started. Oh, well, shouldn't we be celebrating? Well, they're not going to tell you that. It's all fear porn all the time. That could change. Caseload's obviously up. But before we go full on hysterics, why don't we see if it does? So I wanted to know, would people be affected by this? How many people wearing a mask? So I went to Walmart. By the way, they've got the greeters back in the mask. They're props. You don't have to actually put the mask on at this point, but they just sit there menacingly with masks to offer you. Like, here, have a mask. It doesn't seem to be affecting people, though. I'd put the percentage of people I saw this weekend, like in, you know, like in the Walmarts, at about 15% had the masks on, which is higher than I've seen lately. But I'd put it at about 85% did not. And I think I'm being conservative. I probably was more like 90. So for whatever, it doesn't seem like in terms of voluntary that people are really buying into this, like that they're buying into the fear. There doesn't seem to be a ton. There's a little more out there, a few more masks, but for the most part, no. And those I did have on, those that did have masks on, I couldn't help but wonder if, you know, there was maybe an, you know, immunocompromisation there, or, you know, a disease or something where they were like, okay, I have a reason to be doing this. So very interesting. Texture rates. Tara, remember Mr. Miyagi from the movie Karate Kid? I do. I loved that movie. Well, that's flip-flop Fauci. Mask on, mask off, mask on, mask off. Oh, that's great. Between him and mush-brain Beijing Biden, there is no truth or credibility. Texture rates. Hey, this is cool, Tara. I thought you'd like to know that your voice is echoing through the neighborhoods. On my morning walk today, I came across a fellow walker listening to your show, and I do most mornings. And once again, the voice of freedom was booming through the streets. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with me. That absolutely makes my day. Texture rates. Thought you guys might find this interesting. My wife is at Walgreens in Easley this week, and a 13-year-old girl received the COVID vaccine shot. Literally moments later, while my wife was waiting on her medicine to be filled, the girl had a seizure right beside her in the store. A man that was set to get his after her saw the whole thing and had to follow her after seeing her seize so he could get vaccinated, go on vacation outside of the country. Wow, John. Epoch Times reporting, and one of the very few, on a CDC study. So this is the CDC's own study. 397 children suffered heart inflammation after the COVID-19 vaccine. That's through July 30th. That is out of 8.9 million children receiving the vaccine. So while those numbers are small, this is a side effect and one they don't want to talk about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.